With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Then a second wave of exploding electronic devices in Lebanon, the home base of Hezbollah.
The attacks, which were widely believed to be carried out by Israel targeting Hezbollah, but have also killed civilians, came a day after pagers used by Hezbollah exploded, killing at least a dozen people, including children, and injuring thousands. Speaking to Israeli troops, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant made no mention of the exploding devices, but praised the work of Israel's army and security agencies. I'm Karen Shamas.
Former President Trump says in light of the two attempts on his life, he's more determined than ever to, quote, make America great again for all Americans. Mr. Trump addressing a huge crowd yesterday at a rally in Uniondale, New York. He's vowing to deport illegal alien criminals, telling his audience we're going to ship them back to their country. That comment drawing criticism from Democratic standard bearer Kamala Harris. Also at SRNNews.com, after suffering a legislative defeat, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll try again for a funding bill to keep the government running beyond month's end.
14 Republicans joined virtually every Democrat in voting against the spending plan, which paired a six-month stopgap bill with a measure that would require proof of citizenship to vote, bringing the final tally to 202 to 220, with two voting present. Three Democrats crossed the aisle to back the measure. The result was not a surprise. Johnson yanked the plan vote on the measure last week over widespread opposition, and most of those critics reiterated their resistance this week. Johnson was going to need a plan B to avert a shutdown even if the bill passed the House, since it has no chance of progressing in the Senate. Democrats voiced opposition to the six-month timeline and the inclusion of the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, which former President Trump insisted be included. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Wall Street futures are soaring this morning following the Fed's half-point interest rate cut announced yesterday. The Dow futures up 494 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 419. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Oregon.
The city of Brookings will pay $400,000 in legal fees and has agreed to stop trying to restrict St. Timothy's Episcopal Church from ministering to the homeless. City officials had tried to limit the church to providing food and water to homeless people just 2 days of the week. Pastor Bernie Lindley tells Oregon Public Broadcasting, quote, "It certainly didn't have to come to this, but we had to stand up for our religious freedoms." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU is wading into the Michigan State Supreme Court races with a multi-million-dollar commitment to advertising. The liberal group says it will spend $2 million on several weeks of radio ads ahead of the November election. The spots will largely focus on the candidates' records on abortion. Democrats believe the Michigan High Court could rule on the topic in the future, despite Michigan voters enshrining abortion in the state's constitution. That happened back in 2022. This is SRN News. The search for the Kentucky highway shooting suspect has ended.
Authorities say they believe the body of a man suspected of shooting and wounding five people on a Kentucky interstate highway has been found. Colonel.
A 189-year-old tradition in Germany, Oktoberfest, is seeing heightened security in the wake of a deadly knife attack in western Germany last month. ISIS claimed responsibility for the assault. It left three people dead, eight others wounded. Taiwan says China's ban on imports of its fruit, vegetables, seafood, and other goods violates trade rules. It is the latest escalation of tension between the self-governing island republic and its huge neighbor, which claims Taiwan as its own territory and has vowed to take it over by military means if need be. More details at srnnews.com.